AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Kentucky County Clerk, who is refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, goes to court today. The judge could send Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis to jail or fine her. AP correspondent Adam Beam is in Kentucky.
She's going to have to answer as to why she has not obeyed multiple court orders ordering her to issue those licenses. Her lawyers filed a court document which said that, you know, she should not be held in contempt because she is unable to comply with the judge's order, because doing so would irreparably harm her conscience.
Davis says her Christian religion doesn't allow her to give marriage licenses to same-sex couples. A woman who wanted attention lied to police searching for three suspected cop killers, say authorities in Illinois, telling them that she'd seen some suspicious men about 5 miles from the search area in Fox Lake. Almost 100 police officers searched the area for 5 hours until the woman told police she made it all up, they say. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glenowitz's widow, Melanie, thanked those who gathered at a vigil last night to remember her husband.
He was the most wonderful, caring, and loving father to our boys. My world got a little bit smaller with his passing.
Overseas, the French prime minister is tweeting a heartbreaking photo of a dead 3-year-old Syrian boy lying on a beach in Turkey, one of the many immigrants who died trying to escape the war in his homeland. The photo has been seen all over the world now. The French prime minister tweets that Europe must act now in this crisis. A former State Department employee who helped Hillary Clinton set up her private email server will take the Fifth and not testify before the House Committee on Benghazi next week. His lawyers say he won't be at the hearing. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is the first sitting president to visit north of the Arctic Circle. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says he focused on global warming.
In tiny Kotzebue, population 3,000, the president said the lower 48 worries about climate change, but Alaskans are living it.
Faster glacier melt, rising seas, melting sea ice that contributes to some of the fastest coastal erosion in the world.
En route to the Arctic, Air Force One dipped its wings so Obama could see Kivalina, an island already so wave-swept its residents are planning to relocate. The stop ended a 3-day Alaskan visit whose consistent theme was mankind must act now, lest the disturbing climate trend lines become irreversible disaster. Mark Smith, Washington.
Just in time for the Labor Day holiday, gas is down to $2.44 a gallon, down 9 cents than when compared to a week ago, says the AAA. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.